The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How are you doing today, sir?
Great, how are you?
I feel like crap.
You got the funk?
I got the funk. That's upper respiratory funk, but we're going to make do this week.
Yeah, it's funny, all those monkeys escape from the lab.
Now I got the funk.
Now you got the funk.
Come here, kiss me.
Yeah.
Release the bioweapon! Exactly. Uh-huh. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul deal, Trump, Israel, Iran, Ukraine, all the normal crap. We're back with a top 10 list this week, best movie remakes. And if I find any of your listener questions. All right. Vince, you ready to get into this?
I'm ready to be done with it. I know I say that every time, but I am.
Yeah, I understand. We'll start with TV news, as always, when we have our first celebrity that has left the United States because of Trump.
Bye, bitch!
Eva Longoria now says she lives is splitting her living time between Spain and Mexico following Trump's win. So
good, get fucked.
Yep. There's rumors that Springsteen and De Niro are going to be leaving as well, but I'll believe it when I see it. It looks like we have our Laura Croft for Amazon Prime's Tomb Raider series. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones reportedly is going to take the role. So apparently she tested high, and there you go. I'm sure that will, you know, at this point, who knows?
Do you care?
It's not something I would be like, oh, I have to watch that. But Speaking of stuff, oh, I don't have to watch, Lady Gag will be joining the cast of Wednesday, second season, which is currently being filmed, undisclosed role. So again, don't care. I know that's a popular show, but I'm the wrong demographic, apparently.
You are the wrong demographic.
Speaking of Prime, PBS and Amazon have reached a deal that's going to bring 150 local stations, PBS Kids, and two new FAST channels to Prime Video. Basically, your normal PBS, your local PBS, will still be available on Amazon. Like, I can't watch, you know, Omaha's PBS channel. I have to watch my local one. But they're also going to have PBS Kids and two new ones, PBS Documentaries and PBS Drama. So, there you go. Looks like that will start in 9 days on the 26th. So, there you go. Uh-huh. Sometimes PBS has good stuff. They had the Ruby Ridge documentary, which I can't say any more about, or it'll turn into that kind of show.
It is that kind of show. It's that kind of show already.
Yeah. It looks like Universal TV is teaming up with Peter Berg and Brian Grazer, and they are going to reboot as a series again, Friday Night Lights. So, believed to be a new story still set in the world of high school football with new characters and cast rather than the previous. Says old boy's currently filming Lanterns. So there you go. We have a host for the Oscars this year, Conan the O'Brien. Again, nobody cares.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you're a Dune fan, the Dune Prophecy series will premiere November 17th on Max or HBO, 9 Eastern. So there you go. A lot of people are Gonna try to watch that live. And speaking of live, the big TV news this week, Netflix's issues with production. Netflix said that the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight got 65 million viewers at its peak. And I would say the rest of the story, but I'm buffering at 25% like everybody else did every 3 minutes. They had microphones not working, earpieces not working. I know it was like their first big live deal, but geez, it was bad. Their servers could, like, I kept getting a message like, your internet's fast enough, you should be able to watch this. I'm like, no kidding. But yeah, couldn't. Jake Paul wins by decision because it might have been rigged. Mike kept biting his glove instead of Jake Paul. So, you know. I know, a boxing fight rigged. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, a lot of people are really upset about that fight.
A lot of people saw the training videos, like Mike just tearing it up in training, and they're like, oh, he's going to kill this dude.
And then
he gets in there, and it looks like a sparring session. And it's like, well, this don't look right. So
something's wrong.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some movie news this week. Vince, I have this one especially for you. Paramount, along with Simon Kinberg, who did the Star Wars stuff, you know, Rey Skywalker. We're doing Star Trek, boys. New Star Trek movie will be pre-Enterprise era. Will be directed by Toby Haynes, who did work on Andor and Black Mirror. So this is pre-Kirk.
Don't care.
Really?
Don't care. It's all shit.
Ain't got no Cisco, you don't care?
Ain't got no Hawk, I don't want it.
That's right. Oh, nobody gets that but us, I don't care.
I'm tired of them fucking with shit.
Yeah.
Why you gotta fuck with shit?
Yep. I hold out hope it would be good, but I doubt it.
Why don't you take an old fucking sci-fi show from TV, some obscure fucking British sci-fi show, and then make it a fucking movie?
With Noel Fielding.
Yeah.
And Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, do something other than rehashing old bullshit.
Yeah. Well, speaking of remakes, Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things has signed on to write and possibly star in a remake of the 1999 horror comedy Idle Hands. You remember that flick?
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe okay.
I
don't know.
I don't know.
You remember how we were supposed to get that Tom Hardy Splinter Cell movie? We had that story long time ago. Basil Iwanek, the producer of the John Wick movies,
Basil Rathbone?
Yes, my dear Watson. Basically, he was going to produce the Splinter Cell movie that Tom Hardy was going to be leading in as Sam Fisher, but says they couldn't get it right. That movie would have been awesome, just couldn't get it right script-wise, budget-wise, but it was going to be great. We had a million different versions of it, but it was going to be hardcore and awesome. That's one of the ones that got away, which is really sad, he said. So,
sure.
Put Tom Hardy in more stuff. So, let's get to the Rachel Ziegler Snow White story.
I wonder if she's related to Zig Ziglar.
Yeah, spell's different, but I don't, who knows?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she keeps opening her mouth, and this Snow White movie is going to bomb, by the way. Like, we already knew it was going to bomb because they had to go back and reshoot where they had her marry band of trans folk instead of, you know, dwarfs. But the 23-year-old actress said she wished Trump supporters would, quote, never know peace after the election. She then issued a groveling apology on Instagram late Thursday, saying, "I let my emotions get the best of me. Hatred and anger have caused us to move further and further away from peace and understanding, and I am so sorry I contributed to the negative discourse. This week has been emotional for so many of us, but I firmly believe that everyone has the right to their opinion, even when it differs from my own."
Jeez.
Just a heads up, it came out also this week that for this movie to break even, it has to make $220 million. That was the cost of the movie.
I saw a snippet of it.
Yeah.
And you know, in the original movie, right, where she's grateful that they took her in and she cleans the house and all the animals come in and help.
Yeah.
She makes them clean the house.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she's like, "Oh, you've got to do this and this because blah, 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 blah. You live in a dirty house. You need to clean it. Blah, blah, blah."
Evil white dwarf privilege.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's where it went. So, yeah, that's a taste of the fucking new, the new Snow White movie that I will know.
I hope this bombs, like... It's weird to say I hope this is Disney's biggest bomb.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, they also put out the Indiana Jones thing that bombed like crazy. So, yeah, I don't know. What I do know is that we told you, was it last week we had the story about Predator Badlands? And that they also filmed a second movie in secret?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for paying attention.
Sure.
But apparently Predator Badlands, which will be the first one that comes out, the Predator is the hero.
Why?
I don't know. Why? Yeah, I...
Why?
I don't know. So, there you go. But how about some good news here? Disney has pulled the untitled 2026 Star Wars movie from the release calendar.
Fuck yeah.
It has been replaced by Ice Age 6, which will make more money. That will release December 18th. Although unconfirmed, Charmaine Obaid Chinoy was supposed to direct a film about the rebuilding of the new Jedi Order 15 years after the events of Rise of Skywalker. Daisy Ridley was supposed to come back as Rey Palpatine. So, yeah, that is now pulled. Yay.
Yeah, nobody wants that shit. Fucking women fucked up Star Wars.
Kathleen Kennedy ruined Star Wars.
Can we finally say that now, that women fucking ruined Star Wars? You had this The Force is Female bullshit for how many years, and you fucked it up?
Yep.
Thank you for fucking up Star Wars, you dumb cunt.
George Lucas is just sitting back counting his Disney money, folks. That's, yeah. Thank God I got out when I did.
Well, no, because he controlled creativity for it.
For a while, but I don't know. He doesn't now.
So. No, he doesn't now. He sold his soul for fucking money.
Yeah. So.
He could have made a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
He could have made even more fucking money off those goddamn movies if he just would have made them like the fucking books.
Yep. Vince, last thing I have for movie news. You kind of mentioned this a little bit ago. How about an old movie getting remade, kind of an obscure one? Do you remember Forbidden Planet?
Oh, they're going to remake that?
Yes. The project will see comic book writer Brian K. Vaughan, who did Saga and Why the Last Man, doing a new script. It promises a new take on the original story. For those that don't know, the original was 1956. It was basically a retelling of The Tempest from Shakespeare set in space. This is Captain Adams and his crew. They encounter Dr. Morbius, the sole survivor, along with his daughter, and of course, Robbie the robot. So, I don't know. Maybe.
No.
Does anything make you happy?
No.
Okay.
You gonna get fucking Leslie Nielsen? Who are you gonna replace Leslie Nielsen with?
Apparently, for Naked Gun, they did Liam Neeson. Yeah, my thought too.
For Forbidden Planet.
Yep.
I see it going the way of what was that movie with friends in it, Joey?
Oh, Lost in Space?
Lost in Space.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
That's how I see that going. I see that going Lost in Space.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some comic book news. There's a couple things this week. We're getting a new Green Lantern Corps ongoing. This will start in February. And we're getting a new Weapon X-Men. Will be a new series. February will be the first issue. This team includes Wolverine, Deadpool, Cable, and it looks like Chamber and Warpath is the team. This will tie into Marvel's big arch of One World Under Doom. So, of course, the first story arc will take place in Latveria. So, there you go. Yay! That's an interesting team lineup, but we'll see. Your recommendations for books that have come out this week, Space Ghost Issue 7, Ninja Turtles Mutant Nation Issue 2, Disney's Gargoyles Quest Issue 4, Masters of the Universe Ninja Turtles Turtles of Grayskull Issue 2, DC vs. Vampires World War V Issue 4, your big seller, go find an alternate cover because there's a few out there, but Absolute Batman number 2. The new relaunch of G.I. Joe just hit this week with a new issue number 1, and Conquest 2099 issue 3. So there you go. Out of all those, I am most excited for, I haven't read them yet, G.I. Joe and Space Ghost. So, all right, let's do a little bit of wrestling news this week. AEW Collision will be live from the Manhattan Center, the Hammerstein Ballroom, on December 21st. This is the night after Ring of Honor Final Battle, which will also be there. It was announced during the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that the first Raw on Netflix will be held January 6th from Los Angeles at the Intuit Dome. So that will be your first Raw on Netflix. Let's see how good they hopefully have their shit up to par by then, but who knows?
Yeah.
It looks like Speedball Mike Bailey is done with TNA Wrestling as his deal is reportedly expired on November 1st. He's still on some flyers, but was not at the last set of tapings and did file for trademarks for his name earlier this month. So, there you go. Freddie Prinze Jr., former actor and former WWE producer, gave an update on his plans to start his own wrestling company. During his podcast, he indicated that he had meetings with both Warner Brothers Discovery and Vice TV. Warner Brothers didn't go well because, obviously, AEW. Vice TV did go well, but they were in the middle of bankruptcy restructuring. So it's not going to be there. He said he is currently still in discussions with a streaming network about a potential home for the show. Didn't say which one, but said they are still working on a deal. His idea is a 6-episode like documentary and then 2-hour wrestling show specials. So I don't know. We'll see. Last thing I have for wrestling news this week, Steve Macklin, TNA wrestler, and it was heavily rumored that he was going to be going to AEW. He did come out and say that I signed a new deal in April, and I will be sticking with TNA for quite a while. So you can lay those rumors to rest. Macklin's not going anywhere and will probably be the new face of the company the way they've been writing him lately. So there you go. All right, that's it for wrestling. Vince, anything for video games this week?
Yeah, lots of stuff for video games this week.
Oh, wow.
Valve.
Is this what I think it is?
You're probably thinking correctly. Valve accused of allowing the proliferation. I cannot talk. Of hate.
Shock.
As report finds, 1.8 million instances, Jesus fuck, of extremist or hateful content on Steam. Now, the ADL has found over a decade, right, has found 0.1% hate.
I'll be damned.
That's what the ADL has found. 0.1% over the last decade or two.
Don't worry. They come up later in the show, by the way.
I don't know. No one likes ADL. Like, fucking nobody. Everyone knows they're a fucking joke at this point. I mean, 0.1% of hateful fucking content
on Steam, which is huge.
20 years, you know.
Yeah. Apparently, they've never played Fortnite with us.
God damn, they know shit. forget celebrations. This War of Mine creators say that their mission is to shed light on the civilian cost of war is far from over as they announce new DLC for its 10th anniversary. And a lot of times they give part of that proceeds to war crime businesses and shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stellar Blade is coming to PC in 2025. The devs expect more sales on Steam than PS5 because PS5 does not have its own games.
True.
Have you seen that meme?
I have.
Yeah, it's true. You don't. Of course, you know, the argument there is, you know, they're making money giving it to everybody else, but we don't have our own exclusives.
Right.
Whatever. GOG, Good Old Games Preservation Label, highlights classic games and in its maintaining for modern hardware. You find a lot of old DOS games and old games that you forgot they had. GOG is doing a really good job preserving those and curating them.
Good old games, yeah.
Yeah, good old games. They're doing God's work. GOG? God?
I got you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Sea of Thieves will finally let private server players get full rewards starting in December.
Wow, talk about day late and dollar short. Yeah.
Unreal and Unreal Tournament available for free on Internet Archive. Good luck. Getting a server. And the last thing I have is Valve gets the original Half-Life 2 development team back together for a huge 20th anniversary update, and the game is now free on Steam.
There you go. Grab it. Yep.
Because it's a cool game.
Yes. All right. I don't really have anything myself. I couldn't find anything that you didn't have. I just saw the hate thing and laughed.
Well, the ADL, you know.
Yeah, well, they're a joke. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm on a list, so. All right. Normally, this would be where we do music news, but the Diddy stuff's quiet, and there wasn't really much music news this week, so I ain't got nothing. So with that, we're going to take a break, do Song of the Week, plug our friends. And when we come back, we are going to draft the best movie remakes. Insanity. I ask myself,
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Hello.
Hello. All right, Vince, been a while since we did a draft. We're a little rusty.
Yeah.
But we're going to draft the best movie remakes. And I'm going to flip a coin here.
I swear we've done this one before.
We probably have. We've done doing this show for 5 years. I think we've pretty much done anything. If you have suggestions that you would like us to draft for a top 10 list, please send them either our Facebook group or Twitter or something. Just let us know.
Yeah.
All right, Vince, head or tails for first pick?
Heads. And
one, two. Okay, you call heads?
Yeah.
Heads it is.
Oh, shit.
You get first pick.
All right.
Start us off.
The Thing.
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Yeah, that was my top.
Yeah, that's good shit, bud.
Give me Scarface.
You can have Scarface.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
All right. Second round.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
I like the new one. I like it. The one made in 90 was great.
Of course, I'm writing these all down on paper because I'm old.
Hard copy.
Give me 3:10 to Yuma.
I have never seen the remake. I heard it's great.
It is.
Fuck.
No, it is.
Watch it.
Yep. All right. Third round.
Give me Ocean's 11.
Really?
I like the new one. The old ones, I don't know. It smells like a Guinea sweatshop every time I watch it.
Yeah, I can't argue that. Yeah. Give me The Fly.
Fucker.
I got Goldblum. I might win.
You might.
Oh, no. You got three good ones off the top. Yeah. All right. Round number four.
Give me Dread.
Damn it. That was on my list. Yeah. I like that one better myself. Yeah.
Way better than Stallone.
Vince, I'm going to say this, and then you're going to say, damn it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Feed me, Seymour.
God damn it. That was on the list, fucker.
Little Shop of Horrors. Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
You are taking apart my list here, by the way, just to let you know. All right, fifth round.
Victor Victoria.
Ooh.
It's a remake.
Yep. A lot of movies you don't think of as a remake, but they are. You went classy. I'll go classy. Give me Meet Joe Black.
I didn't have that. Remake that was Death Takes a Holiday, right?
Yes, it was. Yep. Yeah,
See, I know what's going on.
Yeah, you're a smart guy. I don't care what they say. You're a hateful racist, but you're a smart guy.
That's right.
All right, sixth round.
Give me Willard.
Really? Yeah.
Crispin Glover. Come on, man.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Magnificent Seven.
You can have it.
I'm talking the Yul Brynner one. Which is, of course, a remake of Seven Samurai.
Right, okay. All right, I see where that went.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Seventh round.
The Maltese Falcon.
Damn it.
It was a remake.
Yep. First one was in 31.
Yep. Yes, it is.
That's a great pick. Give me, I don't know if I want to take this one. Both are excellent movies. I will say this for my next pick. Give me Cape Fear.
I thought about putting Cape Fear on there.
It's, do you like the Mitchum version or do you like the De Niro? They're both fantastic.
Yeah, because Robert Mitchum plays a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yes. And of course, now I hate De Niro, but man, back in the day, he pulled this role off. Yeah. All right, eighth round.
The Italian Job.
Nah, the Wahlberg.
I like it.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe just the time it came out. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I got three picks left. I need a Bruce Willis movie, Vince.
Mm.
Give me The Jackal.
That's a. You can have it.
Really?
Yeah, I can have it.
He kills. Sure. He kills Jack Black.
Well, which is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Run,
run! Yeah, I gotta test this.
Yeah, yeah.
Bang, bang, bang! All right, two picks left. What is your ninth round pick?
The Birdcage.
Yeah. That's a good pick. Yep. This is a remake of the movie L.A. Takedown. Give me Heat. With De Niro and Val Kilmer.
Heat's a great movie.
It is. Michael Mann directed.
Yeah.
All right.
Heat gets a lot of shit for some reason, but Heat was a pretty damn good movie.
Yeah, Pacino and De Niro, same movie? Yeah, come on now. All right, last pick.
Well, since you had shenanigans with the Magnificent Seven.
Yep.
A Star is Born.
Ooh.
But the one with Judy Garland.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, you like that?
I do.
Because I think there was the one before that. So it's been remade four times.
Yeah.
There's the first one, the one with Judy Garland, one with Barbara Streisand, and the new one.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Lady Gaga one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. My last pick. I'm going to try to take the wrestling crowd here, Vince.
Oh, Jesus.
Give me the remake of The Longest Yard. I do love the original Burt Reynolds one, though, by the way. Just to get that out there. No, that's another cool. Like Cape Fear situation where both are good in their own way.
Yeah.
All right. What did you have left?
I had King Kong.
Ah, yeah.
The Mummy.
Yep.
Flubber.
I have Flubber, yeah.
Because I think Flubber was better than
Nutty Professor.
Whatever it is. And Chicken Little.
Oh. There you go. I had The Departed, which is a remake of Internal Affairs.
Right.
I had The Blob.
Oh, goddamn, I forgot The Blob.
I had The Producers.
Oh, but do you think the original, the newer one is better than the original?
That one's a coin toss, really. I had Murder in the Orient Express. The Kenneth Branagh one.
Dude, Kenneth, he could play Perot.
Yes.
Anytime he wants.
Yep. I had The Parent Trap, I Am Legend, and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yep, which is a remake.
Yep. All right, so our final lists are Vince comes in with The Thing, Night of the Living Dead, Ocean's 11, Dread, Victor Victoria, Willard, The Maltese Falcon, The Italian Job, The Birdcage, and A Star is Born. My list, Scarface, 310 to Yuma, The Fly, Little Shop of Horrors, Meet Joe Black, The Magnificent Seven, Cape Fear, The Jackal, Heat, and The Longest Yard.
That's good shit.
I will put the poll up in the Facebook group after get the show posted, and we'll see who wins. But we do have listener picks, Vince.
Oh, shit.
Choppy came in with Scarface, Mr. Deeds, Batman. He considers the 89 Batman a remake of the original Adam West Batman movie, which technically, I guess, maybe? He also has Mr. Popper's Penguins, Man of Steel, Evil Dead, Halloween, It, Ocean's 11, and A Star is Born.
Oh, Evil Dead 2 would be the remake of the first Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kim came in with Twisters. Roboto had Mr. Deeds and The Mummy, which was on your list. So it'll be interesting to see how the listeners vote on this one. I think we both got a pretty strong list there. So
yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah. We actually did pretty good. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, haven't done it in a while. Yeah. Being rusty on it, it's not too bad.
All right. No listener questions I could find this week, so it's that time to go to Clown World. And did you see the stories? And Vince, we're starting off in Iraqistan. They are changing the law in Iraq to make the age of consent 9.
The age of consent is going to be 9 in Iraq.
Yep.
Far out. Just classify the whole area.
Yeah, I cannot wait for Bucky's Baghdad with the world's largest parking lot. Made of glass. You should just all be nuked.
Children.
Currently it's 18. Like it is here.
They're moving it to 9.
To 9, yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right, moving on here. It's come to light that during her time as Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi opened a liquor store in the House where members could buy alcohol with their taxpayer-funded paychecks. Apparently, right. It's realdrinks.house.gov. So Of course Nancy opens up a fucking thing. She's, yeah.
Now, are they going to close that liquor store now, or?
I don't know. That's a good question. Depends on, I guess, the speaker would decide, so. I don't know. Hey, it's that ADL story time, Vince. The ADL this week, it was announced, doxed an ex-user using an alternate version of Pegasus software in direct violation of X rules. So they like name, address, did the whole thing for this guy who was mocking them for being the pieces of garbage they are. The Pegasus software, by the way, is spyware created by the Mossad.
Yay.
So the ADL is using Mossad spyware to dox people on Twitter.
Of course they are.
And apparently still on Twitter. So that there's a question there. We have an update to last week's story about the woman from FEMA who told people not to go help Trump supporters in Florida. Yeah. The woman who was fired after ordering volunteers not to go to homes displaying Trump signs in Florida after Hurricane Milton has insisted her edict was not isolated and also happened in North Carolina. She gave an interview and said, "I have information that proves FEMA is lying." She went further, claiming FEMA employees are guilty of the same bias, but that she's the only one being hung out to dry. FEMA preaches avoidance first, then de-escalation. This is not isolated. This is a colossal event of avoidance, she said. She says she was directly following FEMA protocol when she issued her controversial directive. And considering that there is video footage of black helicopters in North Carolina knocking rescue supplies off of roofs by rotor washing them, fuck FEMA.
Yeah.
I hope they'd get rid of it.
Yeah, Trump needs to do something about that shit.
Yeah.
He needs to fire every motherfucker in that agency.
Yep. You know who else he needs to fire everybody in, Vince?
Pick one.
The Pentagon.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, why? For the seventh straight year, the Pentagon has failed its audit. They cannot account for $1 trillion.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Now, if you would like to jump in the Wayback Machine with me, kids, September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld announced that they had lost $800 million. What happened the next day?
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that when I saw that story. I was like, oh, shit, they're going to hit another building.
Yep. 7 years in a row, they've lost we don't know where $1 trillion went.
I don't know.
Sharpen up the old guillotines there, boys. A Southwest Airlines Boeing plane was hit by gunfire on a Dallas runway. Because, I don't know. The FAA has told planes do not land in Haiti because they're shooting at the planes in the air.
They're just big ducks, man.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And Haitians love to eat ducks. And dogs.
And dogs, and yeah.
Cats. You know.
Haiti.
Yeah. They're like, go land in the Dominican where it's safe. Don't go to Haiti.
Yeah. I don't get it.
All right. Let's go to Ukraine, where Zelensky this week said war in Ukraine will end sooner with Trump in office, and he wants to end the war by diplomatic means next year.
A.K.A. they're not giving us any more money, so we got to get our shit together.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Trump's in. That means the tap is gone. So, let's talk peace now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not getting any more of our shit.
Fuck no, me. In fact, we want it all back.
Yeah, can we get it back?
How's that? Yeah.
Can we get it back?
Ukraine becomes the 51st state.
Jesus.
Let's talk about InfoWars and old Alex Jones here. It was reported that The Onion had bought Alex Jones's InfoWars with backing from the Sandy Hook families. But a judge has halted that, gave control back to Alex Jones, and is looking into the auction, saying it was not a fair process. Okay, so that was the normal story. Then late last night, this dropped. Attorneys for X Corp, this is Elon's people, filed notice of appearance on Thursday in the bankruptcy case of Alex Jones and InfoWars. The Onion had been declared the successful bidders alongside the families of Sandy Hook victims. But this week, the judge overhearing the case voiced concerns about the transparency of the auction process, called for a new hearing to discuss those issues. Nobody should feel comfortable with the results of the auction. That's according to the judge. The X Corp filing, dated on the 14th, first reported by Mother Jones, does not disclose the purpose of X's appearance, other than to state the rights reserved to it as an interested party and to request all relevant documents in the case. Attorneys for X listed in the filing did not respond to a request for comment. This sounds like Elon's going to outbid everybody and get it right back to Alex.
The Sandy Hook thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was the whole argument that it didn't happen? That was just a government op?
Yes. And he said that on air. And they basically went after him. You can't say that. And he's like, fuck you. I can say what I want. First Amendment.
Right.
So it went to trial, and the judge sided with the families. You can't say that didn't happen.
How though?
Exactly. And then made the damages judgment $1.2 billion.
Yeah, which is insane.
Right.
Lawfare.
They knew that this was their chance to get rid of InfoWars. And now Elon's kind of throwing a wrench into that, apparently.
But the thing is, that did any of the parents, like, show their face? Were there ever names involved? Were there ever... Because it seems to me like they said, you can't talk about it, and just shut everybody up.
I don't know if they actually showed names or stuff.
I feel like it just makes him look more
right.
That it's a name,
like it's a nameless blob of, the families.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I'm not trying to stir conspiracy theories here, but it just seems more like he's more,
you're giving him more point. You're giving him more credence.
Yeah, you're proving his point at this point.
That there's something shady.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Like, how did Stephen Paddock get all those guns up Las Vegas, take out hurricane-proof windows, and shoot multiple guns at the same time?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm, you know, just saying.
Right.
You know. All right, let's move on here. Trump has started to announce his cabinet. People going into a tizzy. Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, will be the next Secretary of Homeland Security. People are flipping out about that one. Representative Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor. Caroline Leavitt, who was his campaign press secretary, will be White House press secretary. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum will be Secretary of the Interior, as well as giving him a seat on the National Security Council and making him the chair of the yet-to-be-established National Energy Council. By the way, North Dakota, lots of natural gas. So there you go. Chris Wright, Energy Secretary. No, not the weatherman, Vince.
That's what I was saying.
I know it. So this got all the Democrats in a tizzy, especially these next two. And John Bolton, who has never seen a war he didn't want our guys to go die in, has called for FBI investigations into Matt Gaetz and Tulsi Gabbard after Trump announced Gaetz for Attorney General and Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence. They are flipping out about this. Even Bernie Sanders came out and said, not on the Tulsi thing.
Yeah, the Tulsi thing was Hillary Clinton just making bullshit up, right?
Yeah.
She's a Russian asset. And then everybody believed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Gaetz one, everybody's throwing a fit because he's like, I'm coming for all of you. You know?
Well, they defamed him, didn't they? They said that he was doing some naughty shit, and then they didn't find anything.
Right.
Yeah.
The big one is, of course, RFK Jr. will be the Secretary of Health and Human Services. That's going to be fun to see what he cuts. So,
fucking everything, hopefully.
Yeah.
And he's going after Fauci.
Yeah, because Senator Rand Paul will now be the Senate head of, I think it's Homeland Security Council or something like that.
Yeah,
the
like
committee.
That.
And he's immediately said the first thing is they're going after Fauci and the COVID bullshit.
Wow.
Has anybody seen Fauci in about a year?
No.
Is he hiding out in Europe? What's going on here?
Yeah, he's probably in Israel.
Yeah. Huh? Trump announced this week that he is withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization and the Pandemic Preparedness Treaty, citing them as corrupt entities that threaten free speech and national sovereignty. The treaty was if you don't do what the World Health Organization says, they can do things against your country. And Trump's like, nah, fuck you. You ain't doing shit against us. We are out. Now do it to the UN, you coward.
Yeah, do it to the UN and now leave NATO, too.
Yep, do them both.
You won't.
I dare you. Please. Yeah. That would be my first thing as president. We are officially out of the United Nations. We are officially out of NATO. You have 30 days to vacate the premises and leave our borders.
Yeah, good luck funding it, too, because we fund like 90% of the United Nations.
Yep, it would collapse immediately.
Yeah.
Thousands of ICE officials who are regulated to desk work processing illegals during the Biden-Harris administration will now be moved to the field to fulfill vows made by Trump and his border czar Tom Homan to flood sanctuary cities with agents. It's unknown how many law enforcement personnel will be assigned from desk duty, but it's reported that sources from a West Coast field office and an East Coast field office said an estimated 60 to 70 of their officers are now stuck behind desks and that they want to be they're excited to be catching criminals that Biden let roam freely in the country for the last 4 years without any consequences. This roundup's going to be quite interesting because
Yeah, I heard they're going to use military to round everybody up.
Yep. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Do you believe in voter fraud?
Do I?
How about if they openly say they're counting illegal ballots?
They didn't.
What do you mean?
Did they really?
As the contested Pennsylvania Senate race barrels towards a $1 million recount, Democratic officials in a few blue counties are openly admitting to counting disqualified ballots in defiance of state law and court orders. The AP called the race for the Republican, who holds a 26,000 vote lead over the Democrat. Democrat didn't concede, and since it's within one percentage point, it triggers an automatic recount under Pennsylvania law. Yet the question is what count votes should be counted. Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled before the election that mail ballots lacking formally required signatures or dates could not be counted and included in official results. However, Democratic officials in Philadelphia and surrounding Berks, Center, and Montgomery counties are ignoring that court order. Quote, I think we all know that the precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, said Bucks County Commissioner Diane Ellis Marcellia, a Democrat. She said that said Thursday as she and other Democrats voted to reject a GOP-led challenge to ballots that should have been disqualified. A court order doesn't mean anything in this country anymore, basically is what she said. Fuck the Supreme Court.
Wow. She has a home address?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Why aren't you boys getting on that?
Yep. So they're openly admitting to voter fraud.
Yep.
Hey, you remember when they tried to kill Trump the first time?
And the second time.
Well, there was a FBI employee, Jenna Howell, who posted an image expressing disappointment that Trump wasn't killed. According to federal law enforcement sources, we now know what action the FBI took against their employee. What do you think they did, Vince?
They gave her a stern talking to.
She got 2 weeks paid time off and was reinstated.
Wow, good job. You got a vacation.
Right? Yeah, 2 weeks paid.
Yeah, this is why when Elon goes in and fucking fires everybody from the FBI and CIA. You'll wonder why.
Well, that leads to our last story. Representative Wiley Nichols, Democrat, North Carolina, has suggested Democrats create their own, quote, shadow cabinet, saying if Trump attempts to weaponize the justice system against his political opponents with Matt Gaetz at the helm, we can see incoming Senator Adam Schiff as our shadow attorney general, arguing against replacing our independent prosecutors with Trump loyalists. He also floated ideas for shadow secretary of education, shadow secretary of state, shadow commerce secretary, shadow defense secretary, saying we must oppose extreme MAGA attacks on our government. By the way, this is the literal definition of treason.
Yeah, but I don't think anything's going to happen.
But they're openly saying that, no, we're going to do our own. And we're going to do everything to try to...
Oh, I hear you, but I don't think they're going to... What's going to happen?
Right.
Nothing. Nothing's going to happen.
But just the fact that they would openly say it, like, on the floor of Congress,
yeah,
means that this shit ain't going to hold together much longer, kids. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, we got another month.
We got another month. Another month, yeah.
Yeah.
A month and 3 days before inauguration, and we'll see. They're all already calling for a shadow government. You got Democrats saying, yeah, we're fuck your Supreme Court. We're counting these illegal ballots anyway, and something's going to happen. That's all I know. But, all right.
Battle of Athens.
Yeah, right. You got any final thoughts this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Be careful out there, everybody. And hopefully we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.